The Morning Playhouse.
Everybody.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's good.
Fabulous.
I got with R. Kelly. Do what you want with my body. Y94, the number one hit music station. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Anybody else think it's kind of funny that R. Kelly is on a song called Do What You Want With My Body when he has a history of urinating on people? Anyway, 10 below in Fargo, Moorhead, 8:05 in the morning. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. And this is a Playhouse mailbag situation from Taylor. She says, have you ever heard people say men are like children when they're sick? I know I've heard it before, but I never thought anyone was completely serious until I met my fiancé. He takes the I'm sick, help me to the next level. It's actually very annoying. One time he had a cold and he cried like a baby for an hour, asking me to draw him a bubble bath. I'm all about helping him out when he's not feeling well, but he just takes these illnesses to a level beyond what I can handle. I've contemplated leaving the house the next time he gets sick, just so I don't have to deal with it. He's been buying Airborne and Zicam lately, so I think I might have to get a hotel room. How do I make the inner child in him stop whining over the sniffles and have him be a man? It's hard to be attracted to somebody that acts like a child. Do you think I should just leave the next time he gets sick so it doesn't affect my vision of him? Now, Maggie, I think that as we kind of get into this Playhouse mailbag situation, it might be beneficial to kind of turn to you first and foremost.
Okay.
Because you've complained about this very thing before.
I have.
Now, I don't want this to turn it shouldn't be a throw Ray under the bus.
No, it's about Taylor's guy, right? Right.
But you've dealt with this too.
I have.
How do you handle it?
I try to get him as healthy as possible, as fast as possible.
So you do cater to his, I'm a little baby, take care of me needs.
Well, and if you don't, he's just going to whine more.
What do you do? The soup and the kind of stuff?
The medicine, pretty much whatever.
So in your instance, your guy is a baby when he doesn't feel well, but you just deal with it and take care of him.
It only lasts a couple days and then he's fine.
You're such a little nurturer.
I am.
I thought maybe you were going to be a little bit more of a hard ass at home.
No, for some reason. That's why I come and complain about it here.
Huh. Do you feel you're a baby when you're ill?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's just a guy thing. It is.
In fact, I think that's the exact reason why For Better or Worse was written into the vows.
I thought it was sickness and health.
And in health. You said in sickness and I don't feel good.
Take care of me.
Can you make me some soup?
Yeah.
So Taylor says her fiance's kind of a baby when he's not feeling well, and it's gotten to the point where she thinks, well, just to be sexually attracted to the guy, I might need to get a hotel room and just leave him be for a few days. Appropriate way to handle it, yes, no, what's the better way? 237 hits, or you could text 35270.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You are unreliable. You are often incoherent, and then when you do make sense, you are surly and rude.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining.
Y94.
Maggie, who you could be. Oh, just hold on, I'm going home.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. We are Zero, Rat, and Maggie, 8:11 in the morning, 10 below here at the Playhouse, and all day long, just cold. Maggie, what is that Y90 forecast for the rest of the day?
It's going to be 4 below for a high, wind chills of 30 below, could see some snow overnight.
So
cold.
We got snow tonight.
Cold.
It's going to be 4 below, is as warm as it's getting today, and 30 below wind chills.
Mm-hmm.
What a lovely day in Fargo, Moorhead. Yuck. So we're in the middle of a Playhouse mailbag situation, and it's from Taylor. Now, I won't read the whole thing again, but basically she just details that her guy, her fiance, soon-to-be husband, is essentially a child every time he's ill, as is, I think, the case with a lot of us gentlemen. I'll admit it, I'm a big old baby when I'm not feeling too good. And she's thinking, you know what, I can't deal with it anymore. It's hard to be attracted to a guy who acts like a baby every time he's got the sniffles. So I was thinking maybe I just get a hotel room the next time he's not feeling well so I don't have to deal with it. Is that how I should handle it, or is there a better way? Do I just suck it up and let him be a baby? Do you think that's a way to deal with it?
Well, it's not a good idea, but I don't blame her.
I'd probably do it.
So would you say no? Stay home and make him chicken noodle soup and deal with him being an infant to make him feel better? Would that be what you would think is the better thing to do?
That's what the good person would do, yes.
Perfect. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, that was the Maggie method.
Uh-huh.
Just make him the soup, turn on the TV, leave him to it. What are we seeing for text?
Somebody says NyQuil. Give him doses to get him to sleep it off. Showers are better for sickened because of constant steam, and only feed him soup. He will end up taking care of it himself because you don't do anything. Somebody else says, consider it a warm-up to having kids.
I like the idea, just drug him. Knock him out.
Knock him out.
Give
him
NyQuil.
Let him sleep it off.
He'll go to sleep. You got to deal with it anyway. So everybody so far saying, tend to him, knock him out. Nobody's saying, yes, go get the hotel room. Did you think that was a good idea or not really?
I think that's really necessary, but I mean, I guess... All men are babies. Is this anything new?
So all men are babies. I mean, stay home and deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, just get over it. I mean, then go out shopping or go do something or go out. I mean, let him stay home by himself and take care of himself. Go have fun. Go do something. You don't need to go to a hotel room.
I like that your answer started out one way and then it kind of evolved as it continued. But what I'm hearing is the hotel room is maybe a little far. Actually staying somewhere else for a couple of days. Yeah.
Call his mom.
Yeah, but running out to the mall and spending some time with some healthy people and then coming home to your ill man child.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different story. Some more of those texts.
Somebody says, I have found that distracting him with video games and delivery pizza works well. Somebody else says, when my husband gets sick, I take trips to see my family. He doesn't mind because he gets his space. Plus, he didn't really want to go see my family anyway.
Well, that's one way to do it. Oh, on the way, going to go ahead and do Imagine Dragons, Macklemore in a little while. And Maggie had a little adventure on a ladies' night out this weekend that I think will be good for a little bit of banter, a little bit of fodder on the conversation. You know, fodder and banter, my favorite things.
What's the name of this thing?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
We just get started.
On demand and online at Y94.com.